Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Leap year? Use that extra day wisely. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
An oral hearing into plans for a €600 million road promising a solution to traffic problems around Galway has got underway in the city today. But with up to 300 submissions made to On Board Planola, most of them raising concerns about its impact on homes, businesses and the environment, construction of the N6 Galway City Ring Road is still at least 3 years away. Our reporter John Cook joins me from our Galway studio now. And John, haven't we been talking about this long-awaited ring road for years and years already?
Well, yes, Mary, but that was a previous plan for a Galway City outer bypass, which was blocked on environmental grounds in a European court judgment in 2013. Today's hearing is about the Galway City Ring Road, an 18-kilometre new stretch of the N6, including single and dual carriageway, which would run closer to the city from the M6 on the east side of Galway City at the Coola roundabout at Briar Hill to a location close to Barna village west of the city. And it would include major engineering structures like a new River Corrib bridge, tunnels under the Galway racecourse, a viaduct at the NUI Galway sports campus and protected habitats elsewhere. In a detailed opening summary for Galway City and County Council, engineers from the consultant firm Arup, who've worked on the plan since 2014, said traffic congestion in Galway is crippling and stifling city living and cutting off access from the wider region to employment and services. It says the proposed ring road is crucial to safeguard the future development of Galway City as the principal economic centre of the west of Ireland. Now, these oral hearings, Mary, are detailed, complex and very lengthy, with hundreds of interested parties and members of the public sitting through the first stage of the hearing today. It'll continue right through until April, and many people are listed to make their own submissions over the coming 8 weeks, including Galway Chamber, whose chief executive, Kenny Deary, told me they want to see the Galway City Ring Road constructed without further delay to future-proof the city for incoming investment and projected population rises.
The city and the county council, certainly their strategy is for the delivery of the Galway City Ring Road, and I think we in Galway Chamber absolutely support that. It's a vital piece of infrastructure that will help this region grow, and it'll help people who are caught in traffic at our junctions and our roundabouts, going from Barna to Briar Hill, going from Connemara to Dublin or wherever it is they're going, that don't want to be there. It will alleviate and remove them from the congestion of the city so that we can actually create the space and the capacity to then bring in the bus routes, bring in the cycling infrastructure, and that which will transition Galway to a more sustainable and lower carbon city.
It's a €600 million project, many years in the making, and there have been other plans that didn't work out. What's your hope now for Galway City? What's the Chamber submission?
I think what's really important, John, is that we're here today. The oral hearing has started. This creates a forum for many who have challenges and some have very legitimate and emotional challenges in terms of how this piece of infrastructure impacts them. And hopefully the inspectors will be able to make suggestions or indeed accommodate certain revisions. The key thing from our point of view as Galway Chamber, though, is this needs to be delivered.
Kenny Deering, John, he mentioned some legitimate and emotional challenges that it poses for others.
Yeah, out of 296 submissions made in relation to the proposed ring road, Mary, 16 are in favour, 280 raise concerns. Already this evening, the hearing was told, though, that revisions will be made to accommodate those concerns and the expansion of Boston Scientific, which employs 4,000 people in Galway. After it had raised issues, the route could jeopardise future expansion plans. Its objections are now withdrawn. Also today, we learned that NUI Galway has withdrawn objections over how the ring road would impact on its sports pitches. But many of those present for the opening stages of the hearing are ordinary Galway residents from along the route, especially in the Castlegar area close to Headford Road, who face losing their homes through compulsory purchase. And though they'll be compensated, many of them told me they feel that horses at the Galway racecourse or wildlife like bats are getting more attention in the planning process, as they're really upset at not being able to do anything with their homes since the route was first identified in 2014. The first I spoke to was Marie O'Donovan from School Road in Castlegar.
You can't plan for the future. You just cannot do anything with your house. So it's just terrible. It's just like, a death sentence hanging over you. And the other problem is that we're still only probably halfway through the process, because even if the planning is granted, it will be taken to a judicial review. So we're already on lockdown for 6 years, and we could be for another 4 years. And we're an ageing population on our road. I'm the youngest person of all the houses to be acquired. So you're asking people in their late 60s and 70s to move house at that stage of their life, which is really a daunting task.
Pat Waldron, you're in School Road as well.
We cannot get planning permission. We cannot do anything. We cannot sell. We cannot move. Initially, I would have questioned the route that's chosen. But if that's the route that's chosen, and if the council and their engineers and the authorities proceed with that, I didn't want to stand in the way of the common good.
And the council in its submission was saying that the positive impacts would outweigh the negatives. But for you, Deirdre Goggin, you're in Ballindooley. Mm. One of those negatives is demolishing your home.
Yes, my home is going to be demolished. I've been living there for 35 years. We've invested heavily in my home. We'd been looking forward to retirement. We had plans for doing a major refurb on the house for our retirement when we got the news that we were going to be on the road in 2014. It's very stressful because you think, where am I going to go? My children were born and reared in the house. Some of my neighbours were reared in the house and had their children and reared them in their house. We have a very, very close community, and one of the lovely things is you can depend on your neighbours, so it's not like I'm losing my home, I'm also losing my whole community. We have a fabulous garden. We did win a garden award. There's over 50,000 worth of plants in our garden. It's what gives us joy, and that's gone from us.
This is very upsetting for
it
you
is,
to
yeah.
hear.
Yeah, because we have our future has been stolen from us, and the whole point in all of this is the CPO process is no longer fit for purpose, particularly when it's taking out family homes. In places like Spain, they will take out the house at the very start of the process and try and rehouse you, so that when it comes to actually go through planning, all of the people have been sorted. We're left with just being left stressed, upset, sleepless. It's just a horrible place to be.
Marie, you're nodding your head there. The council said they know this is a stressful impact on the families and businesses concerned. They said they'd have a pre-consultation, early engagement within 6 months with you, but that's only when the scheme is approved or it gets planning approval. How does that make you feel? They're willing to talk about the value of your home and the compulsory purchase, but only when the road gets the go-ahead.
It doesn't make us feel good at all, because it doesn't take into account like where we are, our life cycle. You know, as I said, a lot of us are ready to retire or need to maybe alter our houses for retirement purposes. While they said they will talk to us, that could go on for the next 3 or 4 or 5 years. So in 4 or 5 years' time, we're 4 or 5 years older. And it is difficult enough moving house when you're young. But asking people at our stage of life to move house is just so stressful.
What are you hoping for now, Deirdre?
I just want it done. I don't care. Just make a decision.
John, those Castlegar residents really feel it could be many more years before anything happens.
Yeah, and it could be many more months, the end of the year, before there's a decision from these hearings, which will continue for the next 8 weeks. Residents there, Mary, among others, expect there could be further legal challenges on environmental grounds, like a judicial review or European court challenges, which brought an end to previous plans for the outer bypass of Galway. I spoke to local TD Catherine Connolly. She's predicting a similar fate for this process and has many concerns with the proposed road.
The failure to talk about climate. I think there was 2 brief references to climate mitigation measures in the whole presentation today by the county, the engineers on behalf of the county council. Secondly, there was a number of references to the previous outer bypass, distinguishing this project from the previous one in terms of how it has improved. But they failed to put in context that the previous outer bypass went down a cul-de-sac because of a decision in Europe. The third issue that has jumped out for me, the many, many references to sustainable transport sometime in the future when the N6 project is completed. We don't seem to have learned anything from our failure to go down the outer bypass route and not deal with it. For example, we put park and ride, I happened to have be mayor at the time, and we put park and ride as an objective in the city development plan in 2005. Why hasn't it been rolled out? My hope is that the will of the people will prevail, and I stood for 9 weeks in 2018 and gathered 24,000 signatures from people who said we want a sustainable solution to our traffic congestion for a feasibility study in relation to light rail in Galway. Simply a feasibility study. didn't happen. The government just had closed ears.
But aren't there many thousands of people, some of them passing us by on the road here now, that would like a road that takes the traffic away from Galway City Centre?
I'm listening to this argument for 19, 20 years. I despair of that argument from reporters and journalists. You're simply...
But sorry, it's not my argument. I could ask anybody in these cars here.
I asked 24,000 people and the strong message was, please, we can't take this traffic congestion anymore. We want sustainable solutions. And quite clearly, we need a master plan for Galway. We have no master plan.
Galway West TD Catherine Connolly, ending John Cook's report and those oral hearings into the proposed Galway City Ring Road will continue until April.